Pipeline politics used to be quite simple. Almost any pipeline, particularly natural gas, was approved during the Obama administration. But in the Trump administration, things have gotten considerably more complicated.
Roger Conrad is a utilities investment analyst in Alexandria, Virginia. He says the current landscape for the Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast pipeline is full of uncertainty at this point.
It's very hard to handicap. Some people that have really been following the case, giving it about a 50-50 shot. I don't know of any reason to have a different view than that. There's just a lot of unknowns there.
Conrad says it's a new day for pipeline opponents in Virginia. For one thing, there are more of them, and they're better funded than they were a couple years ago.
Certainly the president has been an inadvertent fundraiser for a number of groups who oppose these projects.
In a commentary published in Forbes in March, Conrad wrote, Virginia's Atlantic Coast and MVP pipelines are, quote, in peril. And today, some 4 months later, he says it's still the case.
You know, you've already seen these both these projects. The cost of them really escalates from the initial estimate. In Mountain Valley, they anticipated $3.7 billion and with an opening by late 2019. The new estimate's $4.8 to $5 billion by mid-2020. So the longer these things get pushed off, the higher the cost goes.
The other side of this coin is the historically low cost of natural gas from the Marcellus Shale, a relatively new infusion that's changed pipeline politics. And it's a huge incentive for pipeline companies to stay the course. But scenarios can change quickly in the energy sector.
It's hard to believe, like, middle of last decade, there were 106 new large coal-fired power plants on the drawing board around the country. Only two of those actually got built. And that's primarily because natural gas got so cheap.
It is a truth universally accepted that low-cost energy will be in high demand. Several analysts have pointed out that there are not even enough pipelines in service to transport it all.
There's no question that ACP and MVP will be fully subscribed. And there's tremendous demand from these utilities who are also the owners, Duke and Dominion being, for ACP, being major customers. That's also incentive for them because they can utilize that gas. They can shut the coal capacity that they have. You know, both those companies have big problems with coal ash.
But it's becoming clear that the road to lower energy costs and emissions is being paved with solar panels. So the companies are hedging their bets, hoping that pipelines will finally be approved and put into service, even as they're exploring renewable energy's next leap, new techniques in battery storage, which would provide electricity night and day, rain or shine.
That is the thinking in the industry now, is that that's inevitable and that's going to happen at some point. It's just a question of when.
These uncertainties raise tough questions not only for investors but for the pipeline companies. Should they stay or should they go?
And they're not likely to walk away willingly, but there is a point where the bleeding gets too severe.
If the U.S. Supreme Court agrees to take the case asking for a reversal on the prohibition to cross the Appalachian Trail, no decision would be made until next year. I'm Robbie Harris.